This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said it is attacking Hamas terrorists in Gaza's Khan Yunis, expanding evacuation orders on Sunday, but Palestinian and UN officials say there are no safe areas in the enclave. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The evacuation order covered districts in the center, east, and west. That makes it one of the largest such orders in the 10-month-old conflict, and comes just 2 days after tanks returned to the east of the city. The evacuation order also follows the killing of at least 90 people, according to Gaza's Civil Defense Service, in an Israeli airstrike on a school where displaced Palestinians were sheltering. That incident on Saturday prompted international outcry. The Israeli military said it had struck a Hamas and Islamic Jihad command post, killing 19. The two groups rejected that claim, which they said was being used as a pretext.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Inspectors from France and Brazil on Sunday were at the site of an airliner that plunged to the ground near Sao Paulo on Friday, killing all 62 people on board. The Brazilian Air Force approved the removal of the plane's engines for further technical analysis, a statement said. The bodies of most of the victims, 34 males and 28 females, have already been moved to Sao Paulo's police morgue for identification on Sunday. The people of the British town of Southport have come together for the first of the funerals for three girls murdered during a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. They remembered a 9-year-old's radiant smile and called for an end to the unrest that has convulsed Britain since the attack 2 weeks ago. Hundreds of mourners packed St. Patrick's Catholic Church on Sunday. This is VOA News. Officials in the Russian city of Kursk said on Sunday damage caused by debris from a Ukrainian missile injured at least 13 people, a day after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces were fighting in a surprise cross-border offensive. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more. Meanwhile, in Uganda, at least 18 people were killed after a landfill collapsed in the Ugandan capital, according to the Red Cross. 14 others were injured when the landfill, which serves as a waste disposal site for much of Kampala, collapsed late on Friday. At least 2 of the dead were children. Kampala Capital City Authority said in a statement, the landfill's collapse is believed to have been triggered by heavy rainfall. The Uganda Red Cross says the toll reached 18 after more bodies were retrieved from the scene on Sunday, adding rainfall was slowing rescue efforts. Police arrested a man climbing Paris's Eiffel Tower on Sunday, AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
Not the time to be taking pictures. They're evacuating for safety reasons.
The shirtless man was seen scaling the 1,000-foot-tall monument just hours before the Olympics closing ceremony. It's unclear where he began his ascent, but he was spotted just above the Olympic rings when police escorted visitors away. Stuart Morris was one of dozens briefly locked on the second floor before finally being allowed to leave around 30 minutes later.
Suspended all the lifts, then we were just waiting, really, and then they allowed us to descend down the stairs.
The incident occurred as the Olympic competition winds down, with more than 30,000 police officers deployed around the city. I'm Naeon Kim.
A wildfire burned northeast of Athens, darkening Sunday's sky as the smell of smoke and soot pervaded the Greek capital. More than 400 firefighters, 110 fire engines, and a large number of volunteers were fighting the fire, which broke out around 3 p.m. local time, around 35 kilometers from Athens. 15 firefighting planes and 9 helicopters were operating but stopped at sunset. The flames were moving fast towards Lake Marathon, an important reservoir supplying Athens with water, according to a spokesman for the fire department. An unknown number of houses have been damaged. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.